Danica Way Makovey. She's a women's empowerment manager from Cambridge-based charity CAMFED. She was over in Cambridge for just a couple of days from Zimbabwe, where she helps to educate girls and young women on behalf of the charity. She's been previously a primary school teacher, and she's also spent time working in various Zimbabwean government ministries. I was very pleased to spend some time with her. As I say, she was only in Cambridge for a couple of days. I met her yesterday. So I'm sitting in the office of CAMFED International in Cambridge with Sinikiwe Makovey, who's the Women's Empowerment Manager from CAMFED Zimbabwe. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
And you only just arrived in this country, really, haven't you?
Yes, I've just arrived. I came in last night.
You look amazingly well for somebody who's had a long haul flight. Can you tell me, what do CAMFED do in Zimbabwe? What do CAMFED Zimbabwe do?
CAMFED Zimbabwe supports girls to go to school, to access education, and to be retained and then complete. It was established at the same time with CAMFED International in 1993 as a result of its founder and president, Ann Cotton, when she came to Zimbabwe, and she saw that girls mostly were not in school. And when she started to really find out, to dig deeper into the reasons why girls were not in school, she found out that it was because of poverty. That's how CAMFED began, when she had to really come back to the UK and start to source for really funding for girls in Zimbabwe to go to school and to work with our leadership and community members and the government, the Ministry of Education in Zimbabwe, to ensure that this support was really set up for the girls in school. So this is what happened in the 1990s, and Cotton then 32 girls were supported to school as the first cohort of girls. And at the moment, we work as CAMFED Zimbabwe with 2,260 partner schools, both secondary and primary. CAMFED has supported 223,483 children at primary level to date, and 77,847 girls with secondary bursaries.
And you mentioned that poverty is the main reason that girls aren't going to school. Presumably that affects boys as well, or does it affect girls more than boys?
Yes, it is affecting both boys and girls. Girls mainly. Why? Because when you look at what is happening within our country, and maybe probably most of the African countries, boys were favored mainly by parents to go to school than girls. It's not that boys are loved more than the girls, but when there is when parents or when a family is poor, in my communities in Zimbabwe, a parent would rather send a boy to school, because to them they say boys perpetuate the family name. Boys are the ones who take up leadership roles within their families. So they'd rather send a boy to school than a girl when the resources are few. So this is what really affected most of the girls and found them not in school.
But the girls do want to go to school. They want to learn and achieve.
I would give you an example of one of the young women who was first supported through school by CAMFED. Her name is Rudogore. In an interview that was carried out by one of visitors who came to Zimbabwe, and they said, who do you really want to go to school? Rudo answered to say, I am one of the young women who Ann Cotton met when she came to Mola. And when she asked me the same question, I was quick to say, seeing me out here going to fetch firewood and going to fetch water is not what I would rather do during this time of the day. I would rather be in school. But I'm doing this household chores for my brothers who are in school, because my parents cannot afford to send both of us to school, my brothers and me. So I'd rather be in school than doing the household chores during school time. So I can say, yes, girls would rather be in school if given a chance.
And your particular role is Women's Empowerment Manager. What exactly do you do?
Maybe I can quickly talk about three things that I do. The first one is mentoring. I have got a role of mentoring the young women that are being supported through school, who are in school and who are out of school, who have completed school. Because as CAMFED, we have got two programs that we run. The in-school program, where we have got girls who are in school, in the one that we've got girls who have completed school, who are KAMA, the Comfort Association. So I mentor the young women that are out of school to ensure that they really attain their pathways that they are set out to do. I mentor those that would want to further their education to get into tertiary education and to access colleges and universities to ensure that they are ready for the interviews. I also mentor those that choose another pathway, like for an example, those that are doing who are running businesses as entrepreneurs. So I mentor those ones to ensure that they really run their businesses, and mentoring and training them, and also garnering for resource team members who can be able to assist them with the training that they require to run their businesses. I can give an example of one young woman whom I have mentored. Her name is Lindy Wemehlo. She is from one district in Zimbabwe, which is called Shurugwe. So this young woman is the one of the first young women to get into innovative businesses. She is running a production business for drinks in a rural community. I have mentored her and linked her as one of my roles, which is linkages to support systems for the young women in Comfort, the KAMA members, where I link them with either training resources, link them with market opportunities, and even with opportunities that are good for their own learning and exposure. So I linked this young woman who is making drinks in Shurugwe. It's a rural community, but she produces over 2,000 2 liters of drinks every month. So I have mentored her and linked her with opportunities for her businesses to be registered. So she is now a registered producer of drinks, and we are having to see her drinks in shops, in big supermarkets, and she is even supplying her own community and communities beyond. So this is one of the things that I do with the young women. I can say I also provide connections, connecting them to each other, and even connecting them to other opportunities for their own empowerment. You know, I quickly give you examples. We noted that one of the challenges that the young women were facing when they are running their businesses in Zimbabwe is the issue of market for their products. So we introduced what we call business clustering, and I trained them on clustering, and I also linked them with government ministries like the Ministry of Women Affairs, Ministry of Youth, who came in to really give them training on how to run business clusters. So the clustering is about trying to create internal markets for each other, because at the moment, KAMA has got over 25,200 members. So you find that if we cannot get external markets, we can be a market on our own, using our own membership for the alumni. So what we did is, those who are doing, for an example, poultry businesses, and those that are into market gardening, those that are into restaurants, who are doing buying and selling of cooked meals, we formed what we call a business cluster. I can start with those that are doing market gardening. They produce the vegetables, and they produce the tomatoes and the onions, and then they sell those ones, their products, to those that are doing restaurants. Those that are also doing poultry are in the same cluster. They sell their manure to those that are doing market gardening, the manure from the chickens, and then they also sell their chickens to those ones who are doing the restaurants. So it's like they've developed their own chain of market as KAMA members, and we even brought in on board those that are doing those that have good hardware shops. So from their hardware, they sell to those who are doing poultry, the poultry feeds, the chicken troughs, even the vaccines and everything. They sell to their KAMA members in the same cluster. That's one of the things that I have done in my role, to make sure that we look at a challenge that is affecting us as KAMA members, as young women in our communities, and we come up with our own solutions. So it's about unlocking the potential that is within them to make them realize that they can be able to lean on each other so that they can support each other even in times of challenges that are at the moment assailing our country, which is affecting even markets and even businesses for bigger companies. But we are floating because of these connections and supporting of each other. So in terms of resource mobilization, again, is one of my role to ensure that resources that are needed by the young women that we work with, we resources for their empowerment.
What a great job you have. You must see lives completely changed.
I've seen lives changing greatly. I can quickly give an example of one young woman who comes to my mind. This young woman, she went through two divorces, and the first divorce was because her parents, because of the tyranny, or I can say patriarchy, her father thought that it was good just for women to get married, to bring money and to bring wealth into the family. So she was forced to go and get married by her father so that she could bring in wealth to the family in terms of cows through the dowry. So when she got married, the husband began to abuse her to an extent that she really lost hope. And when she joined KAMA and she met other young women who inspired her and helped her to realize that there is still life that she can live, I got to meet this young woman and got to understand the challenges. We helped her to access a Kiva loan, and she started to run a farming business within her own community. Because of the drought that is recurrent in Zimbabwe, she went ahead and got to harness water. She sunk a borehole, and then she began to irrigate a farm. And this really made her to really gain a lot of profits. So when this woman, young woman, her business began to really thrive, she began to also help her community members, including her family. At the end, her father, who thought that she was nothing, she was just a young woman who should listen and be told what to do, they all began to really survive from the business. If you could meet her one day, she is one very strong young woman who goes around the community teaching other young women that there is value and there is essence in women. We can be able to not only help our families, but even our communities, and even change the mindset of men in our lives, whether they are our fathers or our husbands, if we bring something to the family household and really contribute to the livelihoods of the family. So I have seen changes, life-changing in the young women, improving livelihoods in their homes and in their communities. And this brings joy to my heart and to my soul when I see this happening, young women coming up to really remain in their communities and not run away from the challenges in their communities, but remaining and dealing with them and showing that what is possible and what can happen if we rally behind one another and work to improve our own communities and our own lives.
That's Sinikiwe Makove. She's the Women's Empowerment Manager from Cambridge-based charity CAMFED. If you want to find out more about the excellent work of CAMFED, the website is CAMFED, CAMFED, CAMFED.org.